Blog Talk Radio.
You already know what it is, son. Locked in. Yeah, locked in. Peace of life, family. How's everybody doing? Know what I mean? You know, give yourself a fucking round of applause. Give yourself another round of applause. Today, I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling good, family. How about you, Miss K?
What's up?
Welcome to Same Verde family here to get a gang service. Where that cause change, I ain't certain, but with the truth, it gonna make all the pain worth it, family. We here, it's Wednesday, hump day, riding this bitch. Another day, man. Love that. It's a cold day in the city around here, the hill road.
Yeah, you talking about?
Shit.
Where this shit comes from?
Everybody. I know, right? And this is, you know, second day of spring and everything. You ain't expecting it to be this cold out here. But all my people up north, man, you know, the Northeast getting hit right now with that, you know, second or third wave of the Northeastern, what they calling it, winter storm. And yeah, it's ugly up there right now. So, you know, we kind of just getting the little miss from the spit from that shit. Man, we ain't really getting much from that. That's why we so cold right now, but they getting hit right now, y'all, and it's already springtime, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What we gonna do?
And so, you know, I guess we're gonna bundle up again, and then, you know, in a couple of days we get to take this shit back off for the last time, family. So just hang on in there.
Some warm weather Saturday
or
next week. Looks like it.
So, okay, so this approach of Saturday coming up?
It's supposed to be 70 degrees. I mean, I guess that's something to be happy about, I guess.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, compared to how it's feeling out there now, that ain't bad. And that's for this is us here in the city, us in Atlanta, family, and then South Atlanta. So, y'all, you know, y'all over there and overseas or whatever, experiencing different weather than we feeling over here. But, you know, and that's how it is in the city. You know, we don't really do the cold weather like that. But I'm a fan of cold. I'd rather it be like this. I'm going to be honest, you know, but I'm just go ahead and speak for the masses that we don't like it. But I prefer this over the heat.
You look better in the cold, too, my brother. With your hat and your coat on. I say you look better in the cold too. I like your hats and your coats you wear. Stylish.
Okay then. You know what I mean? We gonna go with that. We'll go with that, fellas. You know what I mean? So that is. I mean, you know what, I can say that. I can say that. I think I do dress better winter apparel as opposed to summer. And mainly because there's nothing to wear in the summer. It should be too hot, man. You gotta take everything off.
It's gonna be another 2 weeks before we get some weather over 75 degrees. It's gonna be about another week and a half, 2 weeks.
Okay. How do I sound, Miss Cam? Am I pretty clear? Am I coming in pretty clear?
You surely are.
Okay, cool. I got a new headset, man. I'm playing with a new headset right now, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Cause I don't like how the audio been on the previous, you know, couple of previous episodes, like going in and out. So I had to switch it up and get another little headset. So I'm looking like a fucking flight attendant right now. I mean, FAA operator. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, but we're gonna make. But see, it's cool though because I got more mics on the way as I ordered, and you know. Yeah, so I'm waiting on them to come in the mail. Hopefully they ain't coming in FedEx. I'm nervous and shit, but, you know, we going to get into that. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But, yeah, so I ordered some mics for, like, you know, because I want to do a live, if not this Friday, definitely next Friday. And I know I post, and I want all the Van Verde family to stay tuned because possibly I got a interview with a, you know, a very influential public figure and life coach. You've seen him on, you know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, where he was instructing Rob Kardashian at a time when he was going through his thing. Great brother Jamel Davenport going to be joining the Van Verde podcast. A little trip. Yeah, I'm going to take a little trip out to his state out there and rap with him. Spoke on it earlier in the week and confirmed some things. So we're going to make that happen for the family. You did.
All right.
So y'all stay tuned and keep up with that. And y'all already know also March the 24th, the expose. Homegirl at Chef ATL. My homegirl Chef Celtic. Follow her at Chef CEO Burns. Get more information on that. Gonna be open cocktails, live art, painting, different exotic foods, of course. That my homegirl Chef Chelsea is gonna be hooking up. So y'all make sure y'all follow her so you can get in tune with that. That's going down this weekend. So make sure you stay on with that. Yeah, and that's that, man. That's those. Yes, that's it for the plugs. Got any news, Miss K?
I got a couple of topics, some interesting topics to get into.
Say no more.
So, I know everyone, I guess, can talk about is the Austin bombing suspect supposedly commit suicide this morning, and he supposedly left a recorded suicide note where he's confessed to the killings. And I think he's been described as a young white male. Yeah, you already know where I'm going to. Oh, I'm sorry, he's a 23-year-old.
And I don't know about y'all. I'm not surprised, goddamn it. I swear I'm not surprised.
Of course.
And I got a lot to say about this shit. Go ahead, Miss Taylor.
I'm sorry. Because my head is going like so many directions. Because I want to say like, yeah, fucking right. Y'all just going, and then you see the picture of this guy. He like one of the guy, like one of those extras on Saved by the Bell or some shit.
Yeah. Type
and
shit.
He's like, y'all going to pin on this computer geek. His uncle say he's a smart kid. He's like, you know, one of those computer geeks kind of person. And you know, he's a certain person and conversations and blah, 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 blah. He died after detonating the bomb in his Force utility vehicle as officers moved closer to him to arrest him this morning. That's when he, like, I guess, let the bomb out himself and the kill. So for those who are not familiar with it, the bomb has killed, the attacks in Austin has killed two people and wounded four others. And it was serial bombings on the loose, you know, had the whole city in shock, you know, wondering what's going on. And they first initially said, oh, nobody was targeted. So they're trying to say he just randomly sending these bombs to just random addresses because, you know, supposedly anybody could pick the gun, the bomb up before they get it off. But I guess it's not a coincidence that the victims happen to be Spanish. Hispanic or black. May have been, I'm not sure, any Caucasians involved, but predominantly the people who was affected were.
All six victims were minorities. All six of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, reading into the news, he's made some disturbing comments on his blog. And I guess, you know, of course they're trying to find a motive, so to speak. But, of course, the neighbors are saying they don't know what has caused him to make those bombs, blah, 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 blah.
I see, because I see one of them that was like one of the neighbors, you know, and she hadn't seen him, and she's like, you know, she had been living there for a few years or whatever, and, that she was like, you never know, you know what I mean? You know how people, you know what I mean, be reacting, you know how they are and shit. That ain't nothing you expect. But this motherfucker, man, like, you don't just, I don't know nothing about bombs and shit, obviously, or whatever, right? I don't know nothing about that shit, but I'm sure it's more complex than that. You ain't just gathering all these supplies to be a bomb and not looking for fishing at no point.
They say he views himself as conservative. He said himself, and he said gay marriage. He said on gay marriage, he said homosexuality is not natural. Just look at a male and female bodies. They are obviously designed to couple. And so I guess he did have a defining my stance. He has,
I agree
with you. Just on the, he had a blog, you know. He talked about several issues and, you know, playing. And he said, oh, shit. He said that people, gay marriage is legal and argue in favor of the death penalty. Oh, wow.
Bottom line, I mean, he obviously just didn't like, he didn't like, you know, minorities. Still, he was racist, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't check his blog site out. I didn't check him out, his page or anything like that.
I didn't either. I'm just reading this right now. But, yeah, so I just don't know about this. I think it's a stage. I just don't know what it just don't seem. It seems fishy. So.
Okay. Oh, you think it's something totally up with this altogether?
Yeah. Some people on one hand say, oh, he's a smart computer geek person. He got one another person said he was really rough around the edges. And stuff like that. So,
yeah, it's funny how people, you know, that close to him have total different perceptions of him. All right, but we're gonna definitely stay on top of this as this shit unfolds and get back with the people on this one, because I'm interested to see how this shit turned out.
Because he don't look, you know, I mean, you can't judge him by his looks, but. You
that's
know,
a fact. Like, looking at him, I don't see it. I don't see a fucking bomb technician or whatever.
At 23 years old. But anyways. All right. So for Kanye West, he caught himself in some legal woes for himself. Apparently, his name, his brand name of Yeezys. It's been up for grabs. There's this Chinese company by the name of Fusion Baby Network Technology Company that they trademarked the term Yeezy Boost. So, but Kanye supposedly he trademarked just the Yeezy for shoe purposes, for footwear purposes, but he didn't trademark the whole name. So he can't go make, like, if he want to make some clothing, Yeezy clothes, Yeezy this, Yeezy that, he can't do it no more. Because it's complicated into it. So so now Yeezy, the Yeezy brand as we know it, restricted to just the shoe wear, the sneakers. So he can't, so good, you know, I don't know why he didn't think about, you know, trademarking the whole name itself.
Yeah.
Expanding his brand.
He be doing all that talking and shit, man. Come on, Yay, man. You gotta do better than that, bro.
Another company coming in.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. And then, like, you know, but I guess, you know what I mean? And it ain't like Yeezy just a common word. Like, so does Yeezy mean something in that language or something or whatever, you know? Or?
No. Because, you know, he started to call himself Jesus at one point in time, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what reference it is to him. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get it. I was wondering, like,
the company. No,
yeah, like,
no,
what?
No. So when they make it, their baby company. So Yeezy Boots, they make baby clothes or something like that. So some off the wall ass company, Chinese company. Chinese company.
Maybe
Chinese company, so.
Maybe Yeezy.
So not
only
did you lose to. So, yeah, like he lose, but, you know, now he's just, like, restricted to just making sneakers.
Yeah.
He can't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Same time, salute to Kanye still, so this ain't bad problems to have.
Mm-hmm. So, I've got bad news, our thoughts and prayers with Queen Latifah. As she, her mother passed away today.
Oh, wow.
And if anybody, any fan of Queen Latifah, you know that her mom's been struggling with a heart condition for a good little minute now. I didn't say a good little minute, but she's been battling a heart condition, so she.
Damn, that's tough, man. We're going to give a moment of silence for the Queen Mother, man. Salute, family. Salute to Queen Latifah. Much blessings and prayers to the family, man.
Yeah, I know how hard it can be moving along like that, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm still being fortunate enough. Still have my mom at the time, you know, but
there's
quite a few friends that done went through that, and one of my actually closest homeboy, you know, we went through that. I guess I went through it with him, because she kind of raised me through. So I guess I do know, kind of know how I feel, but not really that close. So. Yeah.
It's very unfortunate. So, I'm not sure for the ones who do care. I don't know how you heard about that Buffalo Bills wide receiver, Zay Jones. He got into some trouble on the weekend in L.A. He was caught naked, bloodied up, struggling on the balcony, fighting with his brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his brother Caleb. They say his brother was trying to save him from jumping, supposedly. So, yeah. So whatever happened, I guess he ended up getting all naked and bloodied up. You know, I guess they're fighting. So I guess his brother trying to save his life. Which, you know, a lot of people ask the question: why can a football player, someone who's got money and all that stuff, still be trying to, you know, take their lives? You see a lot of suicide stuff going around here. These days, like I said, you know, it just goes to show that it happens a lot, you know. So,
yeah.
So long as you think you're least expected.
Yeah, man, did you hear that CTE shit? Making them, like, get depressed and have concussions and shit like that.
He's the second round draft pick in 2017, you know, so,
you know, they remind me of Aaron Hernandez. You know what I mean? Did you get to watch that?
You know, I heard about what did it come on cable television?
Yes, it did.
I don't think I watched it then. I can try it. Somebody was saying it. As a matter of fact, as you said, I was scrolling. They said somebody had a gay secret and he didn't get exposed on that, did he?
Yes, he did. Yes, it was bad, man. It was like 4 hours. Three? Two-hour show.
What?
So made me, you know, think about it when you were saying that about, you know, the player, man, you know, trying to kill it. What make them try to do that? You know, and that CTE is some real shit. That concussion shit over the years. Then get hit in the head so many times.
Mm-hmm.
It drains their bodies. You know what I mean? It drains their brain.
Mm-hmm.
and make him get depressed and all that. But anyway, yeah, man, it came out that the man was gay, you know what I'm saying? And he had
mm-hmm.
been battling being gay for a while.
Mm.
And, you know, that one thing that made him act out like that, he killed his brother-in-law, supposedly because he was finna out him, expose him as being gay. And, you know, a year earlier, you know, he killed some guys at a club, and it was like he was
mm-hmm.
always battling. You know, he had a fiance the whole time and kept a girlfriend. And the girlfriend that he had in college, you know, he had got in his phone one time and saw some text messages that he was texting another dude. And it was a gay-ass conversation. And she was like, she approached him about it. And, of course, he denied it and all of that. But in the midst of denying it, you know what I'm saying, you know, like, when he went to jail to write her letters, and he came out in the letter and said it, like, you know, keep this secret between us, but you caught me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
That was the truth. And, you know, he ended up telling the lawyer that because they were finna expose that in the court.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the lawyers that was on his defense team was an open homosexual, was married to a man for 36 years. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
A gay man. Yeah, for real. And, yeah, but he was talking to him and opening up to him. He said, yeah, the motherfucker was gay as hell, and he was battling this. But, you know, that mother had a wife and kids and everything. She never, well, fiance, rather, they never got married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got kids and everything, man. And, you know, he never told them. Came out and shit. And the mother was battling that shit. And I guess it was best for him to take himself out. And it was like he was acting out, doing all that violent shit, you know, maybe trying to prove his masculinity, so to speak, because he was battling that feminine demon on the inside of him. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, that's tough.
Matter of fact,
it's crazy when you think about it, man. But, you know,
yeah.
Fucked up, man.
And chemical imbalance or something in the head, and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was trying to, you know, compensate for that feminine energy, that craving, that want to be fucked by a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He had to suppress that shit by being overly aggressive and violent. You know what I'm saying? And want to kill some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Man, look at that.
Yeah, man. If you try to check it out, I'm sure you're going to be on something, you know, Hulu or Netflix or whatever, or any other. It's everywhere, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, real interesting story. They broke the case down and everything, man. Like, all the cases, actually, in them 4 hours. It was tough, man. But they really took you inside the brother. They took you inside the brother's head.
And I was just telling a friend of mine about football. He's like, yeah, you should let your son go and play. I said, no, I want to wait till he get old. So I don't know, ain't about no age, about heart. And I said, yeah, about heart too, about the head too, because the head get hit too many times. Man, you know what I'm saying? I just don't feel comfortable right now. Letting my son play football, even though he wants to play, I just told him not just yet. You know what I'm saying? Because I just couldn't take seeing him being hit like that. You know, I just couldn't take it. I think.
And I could, and it is so real because I couldn't even sit here and say you're wrong for feeling that way. Like, you know what I mean? It's at that point. Like, as much as I support anything that helps structure, you know what I mean, the discipline and that testicular fortitude in young men, you know what I mean, as they grow into manhood, like football, sports for that matter in general, especially, you know, aggressive sports, contact sports, to me, my opinion.
Uh-huh.
But the results of that shit, man, is true. You know what I mean? And I really support contact sports. We do that boxing, football, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of it. A lot of consequences in them, though. You know, like you said. And now those being one of them. These being one of them. What happened to Aaron Hernandez, I'm pretty sure I think it's one of them.
Yeah, so some more too.
Yeah, but we got any more news, okay?
That'll be all, my brother.
Say no more. We'll kill the news right there. Thanks. You know what was different about what I was just saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
About like that channeling that feminine energy where Aaron Hernandez was facing, because that is a dynamic I think that goes on in the world right now. With that said, okay, you look nowadays. Okay, we tend to think. And with this Me Too era going on, people like to tend to think that women should be considered equal to men. Would you agree?
Men to be equal to, hold on, you said women to be equal as men?
Yeah, women should be treated equally as men.
Oh.
That's what they're standing on. Women should be treated equal as men. You agree with that statement?
To a certain extent.
Okay.
But I'll say yeah for the overall most part, yeah.
Yeah. One scenario, one layer of that I think need to be looked at, because we don't tackle this, well, similar to this, that whole scenario quite a few times. But one layer I think that need to be looked at right now is birth control, you know, sexual activity between men and women. And what brought me to that is a post you had, something you sent me from the shade room. And I thought it was very interesting. Sent it a couple of days ago, and I thought it was something very interesting. It was saying that a man can impregnate over 360 women in a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
While a woman can only get pregnant once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Should there be more focus on male contraceptives as opposed to female contraception, especially in 2018? Should there be birth control for men at this point? And if so, what would be the proper contraception for a man or for men that's very sexually promiscuous, I guess you could say?
It should be.
What you think?
God damn it, you're right. Cause I mean, at this point, a man ain't gonna understand the process a woman has to go through. I guess, like, say, if a woman has abortion, the Me Too movement made another stimulus relation to this. Like, why y'all want to cut back funding on females, but still y'all still producing Viagra. If the dick is limp, then let it be limp. Y'all still producing Viagra for the men. So where's the support for the women? Where's the support for women?
They have female Viagra.
They have you forcing it if it's limp. If it's limp, you making it hard forcefully. Deal with
now,
it.
Now hold on. Now that's a sexual enhancer. You come out of respectful cat.
It make that dick go hard, right?
Well, okay. Now, we start contraceptive meaning forms of birth control for men.
Okay,
like,
yeah. Okay, I'm talking about as far as that goes. But I made the correlation, like, as far as it should be fair on both ends. So, yeah, a male, they should have some birth control for men. Because we can get pregnant more than once in 9 months, but men can go out there and have babies all willy-nilly. Like
Every day.
That's controlled population.
The power of the sperm is powerful like that. We can go and make a baby 360 days out of the year. And women can only get pregnant once a year. That's because it's 9 months in a year. Well, she can get pregnant twice in a year, but she can only have a baby once a year. I think that definitely should be, and I was gonna do it, but see, I gotta know where the birth control is. See what I'm saying? Because I can't picture. That's why I named the title what it is. You know what I'm saying, bro? I can't picture me and a couple of my homeboys sitting around 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying? And nigga don't want to hit the blunt. He don't want to drink no more liquor right now because his stomach hurts. You know what I mean? He cramping. His head hurts. You ask nigga what wrong with it. He like, bro, I think my depot do. You feel what I'm saying?
I think my depot do, bro.
You feel what I'm saying? I need my shot, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I say that's a different topic, bro. So like, that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas probably gonna take pills. I think birth control.
Maybe slow down that sperm count. You know what I'm saying? Maybe make them up for the release. It's like all eggs. So maybe have the sperm release only like they maybe 2 weeks out of a month or something. I don't know.
But see, they got like they do have that shit. Like I don't know what is it? Is that a vasectomy? Is that what it called?
That's what you're taking away all together.
Yeah, you take the nuts away with a sperm can. You can still ejaculate, I think. But
I'm limited, slow down the sperm count. That's all they can do.
Okay. So now we need a shot to do that.
Mm-mm.
I would take it, man. Oh, for real. But see, that would give a motherfucker an excuse to be more of a hoe.
Get that motherfucker in some acid.
These niggas don't use rubbers as it is.
Mm-mm.
They gonna be, come on, baby, I can't get you pregnant. I'm on depo.
Okay. Well, she ended up saying, you told me you were gonna chat, then.
You feel what I'm saying? That shit gonna take some real growing on the ball. And I'm thinking, like, after I went, okay, cool. I go get the shot, right? What's going to be the side effect? Am I going to get tickled?
Did you do it?
Because, you know, when a girl get the shot, that's when they get thick.
Oh, okay.
So what? They going to take the shot for his depo. He going to get thick. What will be the side effect for him?
Then they can start acting like a bitch. That's what it's going to be.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to start acting like a bitch.
These niggas going to get even. Yeah.
Watching Love and Hip Hop before you do. Baby, I heard your whole song watch Love and Hip Hop. You'll be like, what, man? What she saying?
See, yeah. More and more lazy.
Ain't scandal finna come on?
I'm gonna get weak.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's fucked up, man. I shit. I don't know no more now. But I said, I think I would do it because overall, I think it's a good idea. You know what I mean? That'll take some pressure off of the women. You know what I'm saying? Having to do so much. I think you should make something. Ain't nobody thought of this yet. Or am I just a genius?
Ain't nobody thought of it yet.
Yeah, I mean, like, more investing more in more different kinds of
things. Oh, okay. It's a man's world. They should have picked it's a man's world. Don't take their guns away. Don't take their nut away.
So what all different kinds of women got? What all y'all got? Y'all got the shot, right?
Got the shot. You got the pill. You got something to make you don't even come on. You got something they put in your arm. Something they place in your vagina wall, your cervical wall.
Yeah, see, that's a lot. You just said like five off top without even thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You just laid five off top. So that's what I'm saying. And other than getting a vasectomy, I think that's what it is. Any geniuses out there, let me know if I'm right or wrong. But other than a vasectomy, condoms and pulling out, what's the other male alternative?
Let's see. We're going to find out, too. It's up in just some research. Because I tell you, it's a pill.
A pill.
It says safety passes, male birth control pill passes a safety test.
Yeah, now I heard that some supposed to have been new. That they've been trying to, they've been working on anyway, though.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do it.
Mm-hmm. They said, man, you took a gain weight, so y'all gonna get sick.
That what they say?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's that bullshit, man. They ain't trying to be throwing up because of his shot.
Okay. My question, how would they be able to, like determine though, like how they when they did the testing, how they were like, oh, did they check the sperm count or what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How the testing go?
Let me read.
Oh,
say.
I'm sure
they
said it might have
two doses a day. They had to take two doses a day. They had 100 male volunteers.
So you, I'm wondering, like, now, well, how the hell do they test it though? Like,
that's what I'm trying to figure.
Did they go fuck a girl, or they probably just test the sperm and see if it's potent enough or whatever?
They test the testosterone levels. They test the testosterone levels. They say it was very low. They say it was very low. The men had no symptoms, none of that. Just weight gain.
Do they shit still get hard? Do they still get erections?
And then they say you gotta take it before it don't work. The next step is to see if the pill decreased sperm production. Okay, let me see. You're right. I don't know about how they erect though. Erection.
You know what I'm saying? That shit making you fat and shit. That shit that making your dick not work as much. Because that's what it does for the woman. I mean, if it's slowing down the reproductive glands, reproductive cell, then it obviously is slowing down the sexual hormones. That's why a lot of women that take the shots and shit not really sexually excited like they, you know what I mean, like a natural woman would.
Well, they said 60 to 80% of the men they surveyed said that they came up with a reversible contraceptive that they would be interested in using it. So, I guess they said, yeah. You go on child support here, you talking about,
let's
figure that shit.
Yeah. Nigga, try that shit, but nigga don't want to get fat.
Not well, right.
You know what I'm saying? You like, man, fuck all that. Nah, I think I'd go on the path. I talk shit all the way up to my turn in the line.
Mm-mm.
Nah, I ain't fucking with that shit. Nah, you probably get fat, then your shit can't get hard no more. Man, nah, we're not going through that. Not
your shit can get hard, no.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Your dick won't get hard, man. You know what I mean? You a fat nigga because you on the shot. And it cramping, cause you.
Mm-hmm.
You know a nigga gonna be late. You know a nigga gonna be late. These niggas gonna start going. And it just you ain't gonna start going. Now you a fat nigga getting girl pregnant again.
Oh no. I wonder what it do to your sex drive. What about your sex drive, right? I wonder.
That's what I'm saying. I know it got to, because if that's what it's for, I mean, if it's stopping what happens after the sex drive, you see what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
I know that's what it do that for women. It kill women's sex drive. So I know they're going to do that for them. Man, they ain't hell no. They're going to stop. They're trying to stop motherfuckers from fucking all together. All these niggas going to be gay. They're going to make these niggas gay, because why? A lot of straight niggas gonna think that gonna be the way to go, and they gonna go over there and they gonna, man, hell no. You said that shit. They gonna make these niggas bitches, man.
One way or another. Now they got implants too. They got implants, birth control implants that they put in. It's a 1-year implant. It's placed under the skin of the upper arm. It's called Mint, M-E-N-T.
Hell no. Yeah. I ain't doing that shit either.
Well, I guess it's the male version of Depo, I guess. But if it lowers the testosterone, then that's crazy. Man, I guess you gotta be a bitch. That's what I'm saying. Be a bitch. You lowering the nigga testosterone and shit involuntarily. I remember when I was on birth control, I used to be so emotional, crying.
I'm telling y'all, fellas, before they get to the doing this shit, before we get to this shit, fellas, y'all got to work on your pull-out game, man. I'm telling you. Get your pull-out game together, bro. You want to know the key to the pull-out game, fellas? I'm going to give you a secret. Key to the pull-out game. You gotta get one off first before you even start. You hear what I'm saying? That's the only way you're gonna be able to control it. Cause see, look, when I was younger, fellas, I used to have that problem. I'm gonna give y'all something. This is Vain Brother. We believe in transparency. See, when I was younger, I used to have that problem. You know what I mean? I probably could have been called to myself quick, draw McGraw. You know what I mean? You go ahead. Fast, right? Till I learned that shit. You know what you're saying? You had to learn the experience to teach you anything. Yeah, I had to learn that shit. You got to get one out first without her even being involved or even she is involved. Get one off completely. That way, when y'all do start, when you do get in that pussy, you're able to control that. Your pull out game, you can pull it out. Practice ain't perfect, son. Y'all can keep up. Other than that, your ass gonna be on the shot. You gonna be on that depo.
My
bro. Yeah. Y'all gonna be sharing pills, sharing birth control pills. They say you set y'all appointment at the same time. That might be relationship goals for somebody though.
Bingo.
You on your man, you know what I mean? You and your man wanna, you know, y'all wanna link up together and go downtown and, you know what I mean, or whatever, to a doctor clinic y'all go.
Mm-hmm.
And get y'all depo shots together, get y'all prescriptions on y'all pills. By all means, man. Do you.
By all means.
Yeah, you a fat boy going on down now. Y'all stay down. And when that nigga gets, when he blow up fat as hell and his titties grow bigger than yours, you better not leave that man. You better stay down with that nigga.
Uh-oh. shot fired.
When he get blown it out of shape. And you feel like telling him. Yeah, when you feel like telling him he don't look like the man he used to be.
I wonder why.
Yep. Because you done got him on that depo and them birth control pills and them goddamn implants under his arm. How some shit under your arm go dictate what your what coming out your dick? These motherfuckers are. I wonder what happened if they put it closer to it.
What happened when they do what? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they put it closer to the dick because that's where the neck coming out is, right? Why the hell is all the way up by under the arm?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's how they do it. Yeah, they do it as a woman. That's why I'm trying to figure out why they put it in the arm. They do the same thing to us women. But they got another thing that they put in your cervix. So I don't know.
Oh, shit. It's two different.
I don't know. It's IUD and then it's a depo. You know, the depo is a shot. The IUD go in your arm, and it's another thing that go in your something else too. That's crazy.
Oh, that's the shit that they put in the pussy. Like a oh wow. And then look, and that's just that. And then y'all also got like y'all can get the tubes tied.
No, yeah, that too. Don't forget about that.
Or burnt, right? Or some shit, right? Not burnt. They don't burn them good. That's crazy.
They don't do it burnt no more?
I don't know. That's crazy.
They need to burn these bitches right now. Burn them, twist them. They come to lose these days.
Oh, that's a real thing? They can really burn? That's a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Damn. See? That's a lot, man. And that's like 7 right there. Y'all got like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
but I guess, like you just said, men have them too. But see, they don't push men to get them.
And they say, what you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we the bearer of the baby.
Yeah.
We can go. But they talk more about sperm banks and eggs than other banks. You know what I'm saying? Women sell eggs.
Hell yeah, they do. And they don't market
that. That sperm is in more need. You wanna know why? Because it's more females than it is men in the world.
And that's crazy. But men can produce more babies. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, especially in the black community. I don't know if it's like that in any other, you know, community, but yeah, it's definitely more black women than men. That's for sure. But alright, man. I don't know. But would you date a man if he was on the depo?
Yeah. I rock his world.
Y'all wouldn't need come.
Uh-uh.
And you'll make sure
he gotta show me that prescription. Yeah. Let me know he gotta make sure his shit active though.
Damn. That's crazy, B. That's crazy, Miss K.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at it though, man. You need okay. And so, you think the proper contraception is pill for a man?
I said, should it appeal to a man?
Yeah, you think the proper contraception would be pills as opposed to doing a shot or implant? Because if the results the same, are the results the same either way?
Yeah.
Is one more potent than the other? One more guaranteed?
No, I don't think doing the same thing, lowering the testosterone, maybe at a faster rate versus a shot. So I'm like, you get the implant, it lasts a year versus a shot. You got to go once every 3 months. capsule or something like that. Like, if you take the pill, you got to do the pill twice a day or once a day. So it's how often you want to do it, how long it's going to last. So one, something more potent. Like, the implant lasts up to 2 years. This is the male implant. They said lasts up to 1 year. Versus the female, you got something that lasts up to 3, and then you got something that lasts up to 5 years. So that tells you something right there. Yeah.
Do you take any type of contraceptive?
Yeah, my legs closed. That's the best one I can use, because I don't know. Cause I don't want to be one of the angels that it happens, because it may be rare that you're going to take those all your life, not all your life, but years and years, and you finally, you know, get it to one half some, and, you know, it's like, you know, burst all your
eggs. I
don't know people that have been on the pill for 5, 6 years, and they miss one day of it and end up pregnant, so you just never know.
But see, ain't none of this shit ever is guaranteed, though, right? None of it is, like, 100% guaranteed to work.
Period. Right. Like I said, I got missed the first one. If I missed the day, I'm messed up. I got swabbed up open and shit. That's crazy.
482. Four, eight, two, you in? Oh, okay, you sleep. Say no more. But yeah, I think, like I said, as a male, hold on, I'm getting a lot of echo now.
Okay.
Alright, killed that. There's a lot of echo there. Caller, you can call back if you like. You got a few minutes. About to sign out in a few minutes. You can call back if you can call back if you like. We'll be signing out in a second. I don't know what they got going on. They keep coming in and not. I don't know, their phone dropping or whatever. Hope you get it together, caller. If not tonight, at least by the next episode. And if you, I don't know if you're a male or a woman, but if you're a guy, go on and go take your contraceptive and get your mind right. What's wrong with you? Miss K, who that over there?
Make sure you take it with food.
You can't go. You can't take your birth control pills on the inner stomach, family. Y'all got to know that. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all always take some your birth control on some shit. And fellas, go for a walk. Get your fat ass. They gonna make this shit law in a minute. They probably gonna start pumping this shit in the nigga when he a baby. They already put all kind of shit in the weed and everything, but I'ma leave that alone.
Please.
We ain't gonna need to touch that right now. Who that over there, goddamn?
Miss KB.
Y'all already know where you are. Y'all already know where you are. Y'all fired.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vang Verdi's being brought to you by www.coatdripping.com. Long live everything, relaunching 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more, exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.coatdripping.com. We are culture. Atlanta Custom Apparel. You need vinyl sublimation? Need screen print done? Want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt? Go over Atlanta Custom Apparel. Holler at my brother Daoud. 1130 Euclid Avenue, right in these little 5 points. Open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7. Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all. Again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right in little 5 points. At 1130 Euclid Avenue. EULCLID Avenue. Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, flyer designs, brochures, book design, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you seen on the Vain Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, Sunday, 12 to 5, 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Blue Seas Express and Catering. We're talking about doing for self. We're doing for self. Come visit your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth, and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vain Verdict, Facebook, at the Vain Verdict, Twitter, at the Vain Verdict, Instagram, the_vain_verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m. The Vain Verdict, blogtalkradio.com/TheVainVerdict. Peace and life, family.
Wait a fucking minute, family. Hold on right quick. Y'all niggas ain't went over to YouTube yet and checked out Trap the Series. Trap the Series, family. We got 3 episodes out right now. Episode 204 will be dropping before you know it. Staying down, locked in real hard, making this exclusive project for y'all. I'm sure if y'all ain't seen it, something you're going to love, so I'm going to tell your friends about it. So go over, comment, like, share, subscribe. Hit the notification button so you can stay updated on any episode. You can catch previous episode and every episode that drop. You'll be the first one to get it. First one to check it out with the notification, family. Other than that, peace and light.
The Vain Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say, hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vain Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vain-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support. The Vain Verdict Podcast.
You can't handle the truth!